it's an opportunity for people to come together and learn the skills and practices of convening the community in which they live, for dialogue that brings different points of view into the room, and then to move from dialogue into local actions that will have a positive impact on the community.
So people attend this institute really to do what?
They attend the institute to learn how to be kind of champions for civic engagement in their community, people who promote the idea that communities need to get the members of their communities together to set directions for how they want to live, how they want to work together, the issues that are important for them to work on. And so there are some skills involved in getting diverse sectors to come together to talk about some of these complex issues. And there's also an openness to partnerships that people can develop through working with other people in their community or throughout the state.
Catherine, who should come to the Institute?
Well, I think this year is going to be an interesting year for the Institute because there's this new initiative that's being launched, and it's called What's Next West Virginia. That initiative is going to be one of the main focuses of the Institute this year. And What's Next West Virginia is a conversation. It's actually like a series of conversations, a bunch of conversations that are going to be taking place all across the state here in West Virginia about West Virginia's economic future and how we're going to get there. So anyone who feels like they want to set directions for their community, who wants to learn how to facilitate and convene and bring people together to talk about this issue, the Institute is their first chance to do that. They're going to have other opportunities. We're going to hold regional workshops across the state for anyone who wants to convene one of these local discussions. But this is their first opportunity, and it's going to be a great chance to meet people from many different counties, many different walks of life, many interests, all of them having that common thread of they want to improve their communities through this thing called civic engagement, specifically about our economic future and where we're going.
Is it a question? Is the title of the initiative, does it end with a question mark? What's next, West Virginia? Or is it a statement of what's next for us, West Virginia, or for you?
It's a question mark. Mm-hmm. And it's also a statement, I think, for some people who have particular points of view. But the initiative is about the question mark. It's about the idea that people have an opportunity to come together, explore that question. What's next for their community? We're saying what's next, West Virginia. But in some cases, it might be what's next for Richwood, West Virginia. What's next for the east end of Charleston? What's next for Boone County? What's next for the Eastern Panhandle? People will localize the conversations to the needs and the interests of their own community, the gaps they want to fill, and the kind of support systems they want to build for a strong local economy.
I think that's interesting because what's next looks forward.
I think your question, is it a question, is it a statement? I mean, in a way, the question is the statement because we don't know. And the project isn't purporting to know that we know. I mean, we don't know. Nobody knows what's next, but we can talk about it and we can explore possibilities and we can try to come to some common ground, things that we can agree on that we'd like to envision for our state. So the question is the statement in a sense.
Catherine, what is an Appalachian Transition Fellow?
Well, we're a group of, I don't know, about a dozen folks here in the region, mostly younger folks, who have been partnered with host communities throughout the region. And all of us are going to be working with those communities to try and start help building this viable economic future for Central Appalachia.
Betty, you mentioned that this is your 18th annual Civic Life Institute. Congratulations for that. But in over 18 years, has it accomplished anything? Is there some example, something you can point to say this came about because we had a Civic Life Institute, people came together, and then they spread out, and then they accomplished what?
Yeah, actually, they've accomplished many things throughout the state. I'm in awe of what people have done. Depending on the issue, for example, the Eastern Panhandle region came to the Civic Life Institute, had a series of dialogues about the prescription drug abuse problem in that part of the state. Actually, it's a problem throughout the state. And they came up with a number of local actions that they wanted to achieve. Many of them have actually been achieved at this point. There have been statewide conversations on dropout prevention that have led to lots of local coalitions and efforts to help keep our students in high school through graduation. There has been work on early childhood issues that has resulted in partnerships that have created the kind of services and support for young parents who are trying to give their children the best possible start in life. Every issue that has been a part of the kind of national and statewide dialogue in West Virginia has just yielded a great energy in local communities, and it comes about through people coming together for conversations where different points of view can be explored, people can form relationships and coalitions and communities, and then they just kind of can roll up their sleeves and get things done. And often this is building on work that's already going on in communities. And many times local work is happening and the connections aren't necessarily apparent to everyone in communities. So the dialogues that communities sponsor can make those connections more visible, and then that creates avenues for future work.
Betty Knighton, Catherine Moore, the West Virginia Center for Civic Life. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth.